I feel like we're almost at a political convention here. We've had two experts now say that Richard Nixon ought to be the man to go to the funeral. It's almost like when you're at a political convention and you have one of those little boomlets for one candidate or another that somehow pops up on television, as it were. What do you think? Is Richard Nixon the right man to go?
I doubt it, although I'm sure that he would consider it very favorably. He really is sort of a closet critic of the Reagan policy vis-a-vis the Soviet Union, and he might see this as an opportunity to demonstrate what he talks about as real peace, a tough sort of peace, a tough detente. But I don't think he's going to be, I don't think the suggestion is going to come.
Who's your candidate then, Mr. Hiley? You do not think President Reagan should go himself.
That's right. I don't think the president should go. I don't think we should maintain the pretense that we've had good relations with Yuri Andropov. And if the president did not go to the funeral of Leonid Brezhnev, with whom we had somewhat better relations, I don't see any particular reason to go to the Andropov funeral simply as a gesture. I think the vice president who went to the last funeral would be an excellent candidate. Perhaps George Shultz should go with him and establish a dialogue or a contact. I don't think we should use the funeral for a major signal. Therefore, I don't think President Nixon would be the proper man. If you wanted to signal detente, or that the United States wanted to move in that direction, I would think Henry Kissinger would be the most obvious and dramatic signal, short of a former president. But my candidate would simply be George Bush.
Help us on the nuances of these signals. What does Henry Kissinger signal that Richard Nixon doesn't?
Well, I think Henry Kissinger signals more of the diplomatic, the negotiating, resuming the talks, Geneva, et cetera, rather than President Nixon, who has a certain political stature as well. I think that would be a very strong, powerful signal, and I would think the administration should be a little cautious about how far it goes at this particular time. It's very early again. We don't know who the successor is. We don't know how the Soviet Union intends to play the next phase. And therefore, I really feel that the vice president and the secretary of state are the ideal team.
But I wanted to, go ahead.
About this question of the successor, because we will probably know within 24 hours or have a very strong hint of who that successor is going to be. And the signals and the background of this are not necessarily very good. A friend of mine who is quite highly placed in scientific circles was in Moscow only a couple of weeks ago, speaking with a number of the higher scientists and people in the elite. And they were at that time terribly concerned about the Andropov situation. They didn't anticipate his dying immediately, but they already were saying, we are in an interim period. They saw the end of the Andropov thing coming along, and they were very concerned as to who might succeed him because, as they said, and this may sound a little bit strange in the American context, wait till you see our Reagan. And by that they meant that they felt there was a good possibility of a very tough, hard-line man coming in, and that the situation would not ease but might become much worse.
And who would that be?
I don't know who that would be, frankly, because my own guess is that that is not what they're going to get. But there are a number of people in the Politburo who might convey that signal. Marshal Ustinov himself, although personally think he's much more of a background man. I don't think he'd be pushed forward at this point. But there's no question that the military have been moving forward in the Andropov lame duck administration. They've taken a much more prominent role, and I am sure that there are some very strong hawks in that establishment.
But Mr. Hyland, what are you saying? Are you saying that the president should not position himself now for a meeting before the election? Should he just assume that everything should wait until after the election so that it can be done more soberly?
No, not necessarily. I think you should distinguish between the funeral, which is a political gesture and at which not much real business can be conducted, and a possible meeting later. I think if the Soviet Union is interested in a summit meeting during this election year, the president would almost certainly have to respond. But I think for the president to go to Moscow at this particular time in honor of the Soviet president simply would not go down very well. I think there's no pretending that we've had a decent relationship in this past year. In fact, it's been a horrible year.
Especially since he did not go to the Brezhnev, which I thought was a marvelous political opportunity, which he missed. Mm-hmm.
But if the vice president or the funeral delegation should meet with the successor, and the Soviets are interested in a possible summit, which I would be surprised, then it's quite possible for Schultz or Bush to arrange it.
But are you worried about the political opportunity that gives all the Democratic candidates to say, he didn't even go to the funeral, he didn't even try?
I don't think that gets many votes.
Gentlemen, thank you. We'll be talking to you more this morning, and we'll be back in a moment with more on all of this.